AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The second of the escaped prisoners in upstate New York is now in custody.
I'm glad it's over, and much faith in our law enforcement for keeping everybody safe and doing their job.
That is Carl Grant in Constable, New York. The local sheriff says David Sweat was shot by law enforcement officers in Constable, which is about 2 miles south of the Canadian border. Sweat and Richard Matt escaped 3 weeks ago from a prison about 30 miles away in upstate New York. Matt was shot and killed by police Friday. New controls are in place in Greece. Banks are closed. It's not really clear for how long. The country's bailout negotiations with its European creditors have been suspended, with both sides accusing each other of being responsible. Panagiotis Sotiris says these changes will not induce fear in Greece.
It will induce protest. It will induce even more desire to see a different course of things. In a certain way, we can say that we have put fear behind us.
For the second straight time, there was a failure to launch an unmanned rocket with supplies to the International Space Station.
We expected through the commercial cargo program we would lose some vehicles. I didn't think we'd lose them all in a one-year time frame, but we have.
That is NASA's Bill Gerstenmaier. The SpaceX rocket broke up just after liftoff today from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. It's not clear yet why it happened. Vice President Joe Biden was given a standing ovation after making a surprise appearance at the South Carolina church where 9 people were shot and killed. Biden attended a service this morning at Emmanuel AME Church and read a scripture passage. Biden said he had been to the church before and knew the pastor who was killed. President Obama spoke at the pastor's funeral on Friday. This is AP Radio News. The co-founder of the band Yes, Chris Squire, has died. The band posted a statement on Facebook that Squire passed away peacefully. He recently announced he had leukemia. Squire told the AP in 1997 he was the only member of Yes who has always been in the band. He said it was laziness.
I think it's because I'm slower than everyone else. Everyone else does other side projects quicker than I seem to be able to.
Chris Squire was 67. Janet Jackson will be honored at tonight's BET Awards in Los Angeles. Nicki Minaj and Chris Brown lead the way with 6 nominations each. The dinosaurs rule at the box office.
They're thinking, I gotta eat. I gotta hunt.
For the third weekend in a row, Jurassic World is number 1. So far, bringing in more than $500 million. Runner-up again, Disney Pixar's Inside Out. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.